Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
I do love discovering something new. Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins. It's new to us. It's been around since 1989, so it's not a new book per se. You're watching this going, that's a classic book, dude. You just discovered it? Yeah, welcome to the party. It's from Eric Kimmel with illustrations by Trina Schart-Hyman. And it is such a timeless story. And there are so many parallels that when I was reading it for the first time, I didn't know the history associated with Herschel. I was thinking to myself, wow, this is very similar to Charles Dickens and his classic Christmas story. Except it's not Christmas. It's more Hanukkah. But both stories have that thing where even if you don't subscribe to either religion or either holiday, you can read the book, understand the story, and say, wow, it's a great story. And that's what Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins is. More so for the art for us, when we looked at the book, it's just gorgeous art. I mean, really, this art would be as comfortable on your wall in like big format, look at this art shine template, as it is in the book. And this is this incarnation of the book is the gift edition. So it's got like a little hardback thing you can slip it into. It's very classy. And it's gorgeous. It really is timeless. And for us, it passes the composition of what we call the, ironically, the Christmas song challenge. And it's put simply this, has little to do with Christmas. But basically, if a Christmas song is good enough, in theory, you can listen to that Christmas song any time of the year and still say, wow, that's a great song. So few of the Christmas songs that we hear pass that. It's only Hanson for us. Outside of that, we hear it once and we're done. Especially Wings, bloody horrible song, worst ever. That's a side tangent. That goes to illustrate that Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins, it's a great book for anybody, for any purpose, any time. You could read this in May, you read it in August, and it's going to have the same resonating, timeless, moral. It's moral, but it's not preachy. It's just so empowering. It's about a dude who's basically trying to trick these goblins who have overtaken this town. Anybody can relate to that. And the art and the story are so gorgeous. It's a book that you could easily see being a 90-minute to an hour and 45-minute movie. You could easily see that. But here, it's culled down to a book, similar to the way that Dickens' Christmas Carol is done. It's long form, but it's also short form, because the story is so well done, and there are so many details you can pull into it. It's just classic. Herschel and the Hanukkah Goblins. Man, what a book. If you haven't seen this, it's really worth checking out. It is fabulous. Dig into the art. It's from Eric Kimmel with those fabulous illustrations by Trina Schart-Hyman, and you're going to love it.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.